Some students say learning has ground to a halt because lecturers are not showing up in the classroom. Agwek Akoch, a second-year student in the College of Veterinary Science at University of Bahr el Ghazal, is one of them.
No students is going to attend the lectures, actually. And we know very well lectures are semester, first semester is almost. So it's actually affected our learnings and also our lectures today because we never see how things are going to be, actually. So the persons cannot wake up in the mornings and go into the workplace, and there's nothing that can motivate you.
Second year, University of Bahr el Ghazal medical student Kweth Arieth says he is worried about upcoming exams and is urging the Ministry of Higher Education to meet the demands of teachers.
It's actually their right to claim, because as somebody who has been employed, you have to have something. Because for them, they have parents to take care of. They have kids at different universities and also primary and secondary school. And if they are not fed up, they cannot manage to work.
Lual Dario, a representative of the strike teachers, says lecturers gave the national government a 7-day ultimatum to implement approved salary structure adjustments to meet the country's inflation rate. But the Ministry of Higher Education failed to respond.
In October, we have given a warning for 1 week, and this 1 week has just ended without any response from Minister of Higher Education. Then now we have declared industrial action. What we want is that we need urgent implementation of this new salary scale. Urgent implementation. That's all.
Public university lecturers received an equivalent of about $150 per month before 2019. When the Council of Ministers approved a salary structure for public university lecturers, increasing their wages to 500,000 South Sudanese pounds, or about $1,000 a month. Dario says the Ministry of Higher Education failed to meet their 7-day ultimatum to implement the rises. He says the staff will remain on strike until their demands are met.
The main reason is that we need a new salary scale to be implemented as soon as possible. And second to it also, we need this new salary scale to be some of the items to be included, like medical coverage and also a ticket and also the training of teaching staff. Should be included in this budget.
South Sudan Minister of Higher Education Gabriel Changson Chang says his ministry is consulting with other institutions to finalize the implementation of the new salary structure for lecturers.
To approve financial obligations is always a process. In 2019, when that salary structure was adopted, it has to pass through various stages. And this is what we are doing.
Minister Chang urges the university lecturers to call off their strike and resume their work while the ministry follows up the salary issue.
If they don't trust what we are doing, okay. If they have a magic solution, let them do it. Because we should avoid working under intimidation. Okay, we should not be intimidated to do anything, and especially for us in the Ministry of Higher Education, we don't have funds to give to the universities directly.
Chang says the extra money for salaries has to come from the Ministry of Finance. South Sudan 5 public universities are the University of Juba, University of Bahr el Ghazal in Wau, Dr. John Garang University of Science and Technology in Bor, Rumbek University, and Upper Nile University in Malakal. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding in Juba.